Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jumping to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Gentlemen, today is my oldest son Brady's 6th birthday. Awesome kid, even better big brother to our little Tasmanian devil. Of a 2.5-year-old who's always causing havoc. I'm hoping to get him a birthday message from Mickey and Goofy about having Red Robin today, then going to the Great Wolf Lodge this weekend. Much love, dudes, and maybe some words of advice about being an older sibling. That from Justin, a.k.a. the dad.
Well, gosh, Red Robin sure does sound like a fantastic place to grab you some dinner tonight. Maybe tell your dad to order the pulled pork nachos. We got it on good authority that they're pretty dang delicious. And as far as Great Wolf Lodge goes, you can't not have fun, but do yourself a favor. Do not get water in your mouth.
He's right. You know, Great Wolf Lodge, you can do a lot of stuff down there. The main thing is tonight, though. So don't forget to look Dad in the eye and tell him you need that donut ring tower at the end of dinner.
You been to the Great Wolf Lodge?
Nah,
I think you would love it.
Are you sure?
There's a lot of kids there, you know what I mean? But it's, if you like swimming, if you like slides.
My wife went there 2 years ago with a friend.
Did she have fun?
No. My wife said she hated it passionately. In fact, she brought up Wild Waves. We were going by Wild Waves the other day. And I got it confused with Great Wolf Lodge. Because she goes, oh, man, I might take the kids there. I'm like, I thought you swore in your life you'd never do it again. She's like, no, no, Wild Waves I like. Great Wolf Lodge, they spent the night. Mm-hmm. It was not for her.
Boo, bitches, for my 47th trip around the sun, I would love to hear Mickey perform the speech from the movie Braveheart.
Does Mickey know the speech from the movie Braveheart?
Oh, damn it. I read that earlier.
Is it
which
long?
Which one is he thinking?
I don't
it's
know.
It's got to be the one that ends with freedom, right? I don't know what he says before. Sounds bad, but he ends with, oh, no, no, he screams freedom when he's being killed.
Also, the captain telling the story about how the Crazy Squares replaced Chef Wendell.
With Cinnamon Toast Crunch. If you look at the commercials now... It's not Wendell, it is the Crazy Squares.
And what else? Miles telling some dad jokes about smoking meat, as I have some beef short ribs on the smoker as we speak. Attached a few pics of what they'll look like right around dinner time. Thank you, gentlemen, for all that you do for the state and for the mental state of all your listeners. A fan for life. That from Saul.
Let's see.
You
got it?
Hold on. Multiple people working on.
Just right there, all the way through.
Hey! Fight, and you may die. Run, and you will live. At least for a while. Dying in your beds many years from now. Would you be willing to trade all that for days and that one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies they would take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom? Ha ha!
Jesus,
sound. Ooh. Well, ahoy there and happy birthday. Mickey, that's a hell of a speech you give at Disney World. Every morning before the park opens.
I'll never take us from Orlando.
Ah, but as far as the Crazy Squares taking over for poor Chef Wendell, who, by the way, now... unemployed, selling his body for 25 cents a pop, as he calls it. But the Crazy Squares, they got their big break when the geniuses of General Mills agreed that the better way to appeal to Americans was to depict an actual cereal as a group of cannibalistic squares that eat each other when they're in the same bowl of milk, because nothing sells quite like a product that involves cannibalism. And that's why the We'll Eat You Elmo should be out in time for Christmas. Crunch Berries.
Just because we've talked about it twice, the barbecue pork nachos at Red Robin, it is made with their Yukon chips.
Oh, okay.
Chip. Yeah. I'm sorry, just it's come up two or three times. I'm on the website. Let's just get it out there.
Check.
God damn it.
Grilling jokes. All right, what do we got? Guys, I just finished cleaning my grill.
Oh, yeah?
It was great.
Somebody wants grilling jokes.
What do you call a steak that's been knighted? What do you call a steak that has been knighted?
Sirloin.
And you guys have had exotic burgers before, right? Just different stuff?
Sure.
I was watching my dad grill burgers when I was a kid, and he handed me one, and he told me it was a bison burger.
Yeah?
And then he left and never came back.
Harsh.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
BG. Yaz, a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails. Subject is podcast, which are available on the Odyssey app. Gentlemen, thank you for the full show podcast. Been a listener for the better part of 18 years and have loved to every year transition to the podcast when I went to school out of state. So big thanks to Tim and Dan for making that happen.
Yeah. Who's Dan?
Yeah, who's Dan?
The hell?
Hey, Tim, who's Dan?
Anyway,
we don't know.
Okay.
To whoever adds in the commercials, can they be put in normal commercial spots in the show? I know what's happening here. They're just breaking into the entire thing and putting the ads in whenever they want, right?
Yeah, we're working on that.
Okay, well, there we go.
Well, ideally, when you make them, there's like markers and stuff, but
with the full one, I guess, maybe, I don't know.
Sometimes you just get a little bit skewed. No worries.
Right, I was going to say, so it's very hard to kind of put them in there exactly.
Yeah.
Isaac,
they're trying to do that. But from what we understand, the full show thing is a very convenient thing for people. We'll get it figured out. It's relatively new, so hopefully we'll get that ironed out. A couple more here. What do we got here? From Sit and Spin, we had some of the dumbest song lyrics of all time.
Yes.
This email comes in. Someone left a cake out in the rain, and I don't think that I can take it because it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Now that's bad. That from Scott in Bremerton.
Who is the band?
I remember the song. It was like this female artist that sang it. Maybe it's called Someone Left a Cake Out in the Rain.
Oh, that was more from MacArthur Park.
Oh, that was MacArthur Park as well.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that was I saw one of my favorite Biggie lines of ever, and it is stupid, but again, in rap, I like simple stuff. The more I smoke, the smaller the Philly gets. Or you had 50 Cent with I Love You Like a Fat Kid Loves Cake.
Damn.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's love.
I mean, it's love. That's how much he loves her.
That's the only point he was really making.
Yeah. What do we got here? Food from home. We had a question about food that was regional to you or things that you grew up with, whether...
Yeah, it seemed like home to you.
Fellas, being that I am from the same general area as you are, D.C. Metro, there was a pizza place in my hometown of Woodbridge that made what they called hippie rolls. There were so many mom-and-pop pizza places when I was growing up in the 80s. I went back there a few years ago, and even though the pizza place I went to moved, I had a fresh hippie roll for lunch. Imagine pizza dough around peppers and onions.
Okay.
Very legitimate. Regards, that from the fan formerly known as Wagoninus. Wagoninus?
I was emailing this guy back and forth. I grew up in that area. I had never heard of these.
Me neither,
so,
man.
Does it look like a pepperoni roll with just, I guess, onions and peppers in it?
Yeah, vegetables, hippie roll.
Right.
I mean, it looks more almost like a stromboli, I guess. Look. Because the pepper, like...
Oh, you can't get it with meat in there.
That's like pizza dough with, like, two sausage links in there.
So it's basically like, yeah, it's a brat inside of a calzone.
But without the brat.
Or whatever kind of meat you want to put in there. All right, let's see here. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who
time for Who's Next Last. Stephen Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every day. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine out of these three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, and if you're here at the top of the show, we mentioned that all three stories today revolve around the world of medical insurance. But in this case, let's start with an individual. When Dr. Jorge Quezada, he falsely diagnosed many of his patients, some as young as 13, with rheumatoid arthritis over the course of 20 years, putting them through tests, hours of intravenous infusions, and what federal prosecutors described as, quote, other excessive, repetitive, and profit-driven procedures. The more than $118 million in fraudulent health insurance claims the Texas physician submitted paid for his high-rolling lifestyle. And last week, Quezada, whose medical license was canceled, he was sentenced to 10 years in prison for the crime. So here's some of the stuff. Some of the things he did, they say, a cover-up. So this guy, Quezada, he dropped any patients who questioned his diagnosis, and he hired employees that he could manipulate over their immigration status, okay? He then fabricated records, sometimes took ultrasounds of employees that he used as documentation for insurer audits. So a lot of times, the x-rays he sent to the insurers, it was someone else entirely. He hid patient records in an old barn in Rio Grande Valley. They were found covered with feces, urine, rodents, and termites. So that's where he keeps his actual record. But wait, his patients, some of whom gave chemotherapy, he gave chemotherapy drugs. They suffered strokes, necrosis of the jawbone, hair loss, liver damage, and debilitating pain. The number of patients this guy misdiagnosed is still not known. The haul he got from Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE, and Blue Cross Blue Shield paid him a total of more than $28 million in false claims. Quezada amassed two luxury penthouse apartments in Mexico, one in San Diego, one in Aspen, and another one in Punta Mita, Mexico, as well as multiple homes and commercial properties in Texas. He also traveled between his offices in San Antonio on a private jet and a Maserati. Anyway, he ended up getting convicted of conspiracy to commit health care fraud. So he basically took home $28 million. So one thing to build the insurance industry, he was also lying to his patients.
He's in jail, though.
He is in jail. He was just sentenced 10 years. Now we go to United Health Group, the healthcare conglomerate. Well, they're facing a criminal investigation over possible Medicare fraud, security-paid nursing homes, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in bonuses to cut hospital transfers for ailing residents, risking the patient health while it saved millions of dollars. So basically, numerous cases were identified where nursing home residents, they needed immediate hospital care, but they failed to receive it after United Health's intervention. So back in 2019, one case right here in Washington State, a nursing home resident, they were showing what they called textbook symptoms of a stroke, indicating immediate hospitalization was needed. But a United Health employee, they wanted to see a less serious condition ruled out first. And that's for an update, not in minutes, but in 4 hours. Get back to us in 4 hours. Let us know. In a similar case that year, a United Healthcare employee delayed requesting a hospital transfer for a patient with stroke symptoms, forcing the nurses to bypass the system. It took an hour, and the patient suffered permanent brain damage. Another United Health nurses say they faced pressure to persuade Medicare Advantage members to adopt, quote, do not resuscitate orders. Think about that. Why? Well, an effort to prevent costly hospital stays, because if you're dead, you're going to have to pay for you to be anymore. And as the nurses say, quote, a lot of times the nurses, they want to send people out, but we have to go in and try to stop it. That's according to a United Healthcare nurse. And if we don't, they take us to the carpet. The sense is, look, they're medically frail. No one lives forever. No one is truly investigating when the patient suffers harm. And then, of course, the investigation went through a bunch of internal emails to prove the point. So there's that case. All right. Now we go to Santa Monica, California, where a man was preparing to fly across the country for a life-changing double lung transplant when his insurance company denied him coverage. So Darren Wells, he's battling stage 4 lung cancer. Now, the husband and father of three, he's also now battling his insurance company. Quote, I'm really sad that my life is in the hands of these decision makers who seem to make these decisions in such a cold way. So the 59-year-old and his family say that Cigna Healthcare, they approved him for the procedures that would allow him to be transferred to Northwestern Medicine in Chicago for a clinical double lung transplant surgery. and he'd been medically approved for it. So initially they said, you know what, do it. Well, as they were actually preparing to leave California to go to the facility, Cigna denied coverage for both the transplant and the medical transfer to Illinois. Quote, the last option we have is for us to take her to Northwestern, period. I hope Cigna really understands the seriousness of the situation. We're not just a number. We're talking about his life. That from his wife. And they say lung transplants are not standard treatment for lung cancer, but in this case, it is something exploratory. They think it might work for this guy. So Cigna signed off on it. And then the day he's going to leave, they're like, no. So like I said, today's all the fun stuff with our lovely American health insurance industry. So we have the doctor in Texas. He's actually lying to the patients as well as bilking insurance. And he made $28 million over 20 years doing that.
You can't. How are we supposed to weigh this?
I mean, the only way I can kind of figure it out, right, is the first guy falsely died. First, when I first saw this list, I was going to pick him. But then you realize he's putting kids through chemo.
Right. And other people are getting sick, losing their hair. You know.
Right. That's right.
The
awful.
Patients don't know.
They were fine until they got all these things that they did not
know. Chemo's terrible for people.
Right.
Yes.
And then the only real way I can noodle it out in my head is because the last one only involves a patient.
Versus the other ones.
Versus right. The other ones where it's a ton of people. I would lean towards that would suck the least.
Yeah, you know what, man? I'm inclined to situationally. Look, here's the thing. So we already know how health insurance in this country works, which is it doesn't. All right? So you're never shocked when you hear that insurance is not going to cover something medically. And it sucks because in this case, this guy needs the double lung transplant, stage 4 cancer. But see, they had signed off on this. Like, they knew his situation.
Right.
But on the day that he's going to do the thing that they approved, then they decided not to approve it. But they're out, to be fair. Cigna's out on this. I say, look, our coverage guidelines are grounded in national clinical standards to help ensure the best possible outcome for patients. So that statement, they're out, is the fact that lung transplants are not a standard treatment for lung cancer.
And I'm assuming there's no way he could just say go through with it?
I mean, he could, but he's got to pay for it. I mean, look, the surgery can still happen. That's not taken off the table. It's just not out of pocket. Me, personally,
it's more also the time to recoup in the hospital. You can't just,
right, you got
to
pay for all that, too.
Lungs and then just walk
just
out.
Right. You're not leaving the next day.
Exactly. So, right, the whole thing. It's an issue. Like, it can be done, but you got to figure out a way. And look, dude, if you break your leg, it can put you through bankruptcy. So I would just imagine when you have stage 4 lung cancer, getting a double lung transplant, this is hundreds upon thousands of dollars, if not lower millions. So, yes, he could do it. Can he pay for it? Probably not.
And I'm assuming they'd probably be like, you got to pay for this up front or something.
Can a hospital do that?
I don't know. The crazy, it happened that day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I'm that person, I think I would just be like, just do it. Like, we'll figure out something.
Yeah,
like,
point.
You're already ready. And then, but again, it only affects him. When you hear me say it like that, I know that's not, like, that is awful.
It's in context.
Yes. So you're just playing a numbers game. That's all.
Correct. So just the numbers game, I'm just like, that's only one guy. So that's, again, I would say that sucks the least.
Okay.
Where are you at, Miles?
I agree with you, which is terrible. But, I mean, it's based on the fact that it's one person instead of numerous instances where people's lives were put in on the line. So,
I mean, the doctor's in jail. He did not kill anybody.
He didn't.
He did not kill anybody, but he made a whole bunch of people's lives miserable.
But
for
the thing that I weigh with, so I agree with both of you guys that what's his face sucks at least, the Cigna in this case. But as far as the other two go, it's tough because you have United Health who's like, look, they're already in a nursing home. They're close to death. So just kind of let them ride it out miserably until the day they die. The doctor, it was kids as young as 13 who did not have problems. Or if they did, they didn't have the problems that he diagnosed. So I don't know. I'm torn on that.
I just feel like if you're 12 or 13 and you got to go through that.
Yeah.
That has an impact on everything in your life. I mean, look at your son. Look how active he is.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if all of a sudden he's got to go to chemo.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, that would crush a lot of the things he's into.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you like KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
9.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, check out 508. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But let's quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Residents of Florida are being warned about cane toads infesting the area.
Mm-hmm.
Which I had never heard of, but apparently they'll kill your pets.
Yeah, they're toxic.
Yeah.
And your pet will eat them. That's basically the whole thing.
Correct. Right? Oh. Do they cause harm to people?
Dog puts a toad in the mouth. Next thing you know.
Right. I don't believe so. I think if you lick it, it might get... Is that one of the ones that has hallucinogenic properties?
I don't believe so. I think this is just straight bad.
Even the ones that people do, like that's down in like the southwest of our country and like Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you gotta like
them desert
still,
toads.
There's a way you can't just lick them.
Sure.
Right. You gotta like
not successful.
You gotta get it off him and then scrape it off something and then smoke it.
Good God.
Yeah.
That's involved.
I watched a whole series years ago where this guy just went around. It was called, was it Hamilton's Pharmaceutical? Basically, he went to all these different places around the world and tried these medicines.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's because I'm with you. I thought you just licked a toad. Then I saw him do that. I was like, that's how they're doing
it. Made him sign up with the Jets.
No. And then the Steelers. A major study revealed that losing weight in your 40s could add years to your life.
Well, no kidding.
Shocking.
How about any time?
Right. Get your body in shape. You're going to do great. Jesus. Damn, man.
Oh, help your joints.
A sperm donor with a rare genetic mutation apparently fathered 67 children.
And he has a mutation.
And 10 of them have cancer.
Jeez, man.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Don't they screen donors?
That's what...
Or maybe they didn't at the time he did it.
That's what this story is then about. Is like, oh, we're going to start taking a deep
now
dive.
Now they're starting.
Well, now. That's where we're at. Researchers looked into why we can't tickle ourselves.
You ever wonder that.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, you don't laugh. You don't freak out.
Right.
Because you know you're doing it.
That's exactly right. When somebody else comes up behind you or whatever it is, they're attacking you with it, your brain can't predict their movements.
So even though you know they're tickling, at this point, like, I'm going to tickle you.
Correct. Because you still have those tickle spots on your body.
Sure.
But when you go there, your brain, like...
Already has defense.
In a millisecond, yes. Defends it, knows where you're going.
I'm trying to outsmart my brain.
And protects it, right. And I think there are times when you can actually...
For a billionth of a second.
If you do it just right, you can tickle yourself a little bit. However, other people have a much easier time because, you know, you think about when you're doing it, you kind of go with the squiggle fingers there.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. You can't think that fast. You can't just, you know, blanket defend an area.
Okay.
You can hold it off for a while, but...
Tickling's one of those things, kind of like wrestling. Innocent. Depending on how you say it. Right?
Okay.
Want to wrestle?
Creepy. Hey, man, you want to get tickled?
Yeah, you want to tickle?
Yeah.
Goochie, goochie, goober.
Right? But you wouldn't think about it like...
Goochie, goober.
Right? Like tickling somebody.
Tickle time, bro.
Hey, bro. Goochie, goo.
Daddy's home is tickle time.
Right.
Gucci goo.
Let me get in them sides. Show me the bottom of your feet.
Yeah.
Well, I brought a feather. Ready for fun?
This one's French. There's an aquarium in Virginia that's hosting an adults only sleepover.
And what is the point of it?
What's that, serve booze or something?
Probably will.
Or is this make love by the Shark Tank?
I'm not positive.
With the shark.
But I got to assume it's 21 plus. So maybe it's just a time to be in the damn aquarium without some snot-nosed kids running around.
I think that's really what it's about.
We're going to shut off the lights.
Hallucinogenics involved.
I was about to say.
I think there's more to this than just sleeping in an aquarium.
Pop a few cans, take an edible.
And maybe they're more active at night. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
They're going to turn on the cool lights. Yeah. I mean, it'd be fun. I need transportation, but I think it'd be fun.
I'm with you.
Right?
I mean, it would be cool to, like, pull a girl aside and be like, want a big lump on a Shark Tank?
Just because. Look at that animal.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
But I'm with you.
To make love on a Shark Tank.
Want to make love on the sharks. But I'm with you. I'd more than likely.
But I'll F by the dolphins.
Yeah.
Then you find the girl that wants the octopus next to her, like, oh, no.
Get those tentacles in there, brother.
Because right, aquariums are full of kids. It's a great place to take kids. So you wouldn't want to be in there on a psychedelic. But at night?
That'd be trippy, man.
The problem is that you can't go back to that aquarium afterwards, because then you just start looking at that spot like, I made that spot wet.
Or all the same dolphins come over. It's kind of like, bro, I remember you. You crushed it.
Hey, this guy's a stump of legends.
That dude.
This man's a machine.
Why do the dolphins get so weird around here?
They start miming next to you.
You remember? Remember?
A new study found that daylight boosts your immune system's ability to fight infection.
Haven't they known that for a million years?
It's almost like we're daylight walking creatures.
It's almost like the sun has something to do with life on Earth.
Right.
Who would have thunk it?
Has a vitamin that it might be able to get
next,
you there.
Water. Yeah, I was going to say, water's good for you.
Water consumption.
Whoa.
Over the course of 4 hours, a sting operation in Nevada garnered 147 citations for various traffic violations.
So, my question is, what is the posted speed limit? Because it's probably in the middle of Nevada someplace.
Right. On the way to Vegas, probably.
It might be 80, 85. I don't know what the top can be, right?
You cannot believe, when we went to New Mexico a couple of years ago, I want to say the posted speed, it may have gotten as high as 85. And we were still speeding, but we were still in the right lane. Because I guess if you live there, you're super. Yeah. And it's miles upon miles
just
of
flying.
Straight road. It's flat as F.
Right.
And people, upwards of 100 miles an hour, and that is not an exaggeration. However, that said, on that same trip, we had to jam on the brakes because there's a civilian standing in the road kind of flagging people to slow down. There had been a car accident. And man, when cars are going that fast, just the debris field from two vehicles. It looked like the space shuttle crash there, man.
Oh, my God.
I told you that's when the helicopter landed outside of the door. They threw a sheet over a body. I didn't see the body before they threw the sheet. But then, as they're driving away from the scene, and again, you just... Because my wife and I were commenting, like, this is what happens when you drive fast, right? I mean, it's just... These cars were obliterated. But the thing I remember most, just this little girl, maybe 4 years old, she was okay, at least physically.
Yeah.
But someone was tending to her, and I just thought, man, I don't know if her parents... Jesus. Yeah, it was just...
Yeah, she now has to figure out her life.
It was bad.
Damn, dude.
I thought about it Monday, right? Memorial Day traffic on I-90. There's certain parts where it's 70 and stuff.
You bet.
But when there's that much traffic, and I said to my buddy, we were cruising along, and I shouldn't have said it, but I was like, there's bound to be an accident. There's just so much... All the cars are so close and everything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
In an area where they shouldn't be.
Right, and you're going that fast. I'm with Thrill. I'm not trying to make light of it, but it's like
when you cannot believe how
you watch
fast
NASCAR sometimes. They're like four wide. It's like, well, something's going to happen.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
The average American only feels "quote unquote" fully healthy 19 days out of the month.
Out of the month,
right? Which at first I thought it was per year.
Yeah.
And then I read it closely. I was like, wait a minute, per month? Like, okay, that's more than half the month they feel fully healthy. Like, okay.
Yeah, maybe
that's
not bad. Too much, you drink too much. There's a million reasons why you don't feel your best.
You twinge something. You
just get a headache.
Right.
Right.
You something out of your control.
We got the allergies that are coming through right now.
God, people going down.
I've been sneezing like crazy today.
The country of Turkey is now issuing fines to airline passengers that get up from their seats before the plane stops taxiing.
That's just learned behavior.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
Good. Just wait, but once they go bing, everyone pops up.
I hate those people.
Same, dude. And then they start crushing in front of you. Like, what?
You know what else? I hate the people who hoard the gate before you're getting on. Because, look, there are people trying to walk off that damn plane.
Yeah.
Right. Make a little bit of move. And if you're in, if you're first class, I guess.
Sure, you're going to be first on the plane.
If you're military or
you're going to be first on the plane.
Just get up. We know it.
You're in group E, bro.
When they go group three or whatever the hell, get up and walk over.
Right.
You don't have to stand there like you're going to barge in at any moment.
Clog the entire terminal so people can't walk by.
There's three more groups that's got to go ahead of you.
Also, I'll do you one better. The doggone baggage claim. There is a line of people that are just crowded around an empty damn baggage claim. And then finally my bag shows up and I look like the jackass because I'm throwing shoulders like, guys, I got to get my damn bag. You're clearly not getting yours. Get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And one more thing. A C-tag. Seriously, man. When?
What's the deal?
And, oh my God. The best of days, baggage claim sucks at SeaTac, in my experience, more than any other major airport that I've been in. Yeah. Right? Consistently. When are you going to be done with construction down there? Have you been there since
Dude, I told you God. A couple weeks ago, it took my buddy, I swear to God, like 45 minutes, at least 40, to get from the cell phone lot
right
to pick me up.
That's true. We had a woman on the elevator probably about a month ago, and she was not complaining or anything. She just had a travel bag with her, right? So clearly, she left the airport and come straight here to meet whoever she's meeting in the building. So where are you coming from? I'll say she's like Dallas or whatever. Flying to SeaTac? She says, yeah. How long do you have to wait for your bag? Then she whips around and looks us both in the eye. She's like, 45 minutes. That's why we asked, man. I don't know what the hell goes on there.
Throw, what day is it, my friend?
Today is National Hug a Cactus.
You're day. Right, National Burger Day.
Yes.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Hey.
We're going to make you hungry.
Hey.
10 or more juicy facts about hamburgers.
Yummy.
White Castle traces the origin of the hamburger to Hamburg, Germany, with its invention by Otto Krauss. Guten Tag. But there's more to the story, as there always is. An elusive serial killer named Hans Gruber was on the loose in Deutschland, and he was using a meat grinder to dispose of his latest victim. In the arduous and laborious task of dismembering a human body, this deviant got the tummy grumbles. So he fired up a hot griddle, took some of the ground-up man meat, formed it into a patty, and fried himself up a sandwich. And the rest is history. Hamburgers are people.
Hans Gruber. So, while he did say that it was from Hamburg, Germany, one of the facts that I do have on here is that the actual origins of the hamburger are disputed. They're not fully known.
Yes, that's what I always hear.
But Hamburg, Germany does play into this one. Did you guys know that during World War I, the U.S. government tried to rename hamburgers as Liberty Sandwiches?
Freedom Fries, Liberty Sandwiches.
That all sticks.
In an effort to avoid using German nomenclature.
Okay.
And to promote patriotism.
Liberty Burgers.
All right.
Liberty Sandwiches.
Liberty Sandwiches.
I've always heard like a couple versions, but also hamburgers were like a fair food, and then we started eating them.
Right, and then I've heard that it started as a beef patty, and then somebody eventually put it onto a bun.
Well, the original one I know is Louis, I think it's called Louis Lunch in like Connecticut.
Okay.
And they would like steam them, and then it's like on bread with like cheese.
Huh. It's American cuisine.
Right.
Yeah. Like Italians, they go, these are mangia meatballs.
Right.
Italian.
Juicy facts about hamburgers. The world's most expensive hamburger was Wagyu beef and beluga caviar, and costs how much do you think? Wagyu beef, beluga caviar, most expensive burger.
$500.
$500. Mr. Hill.
Let's say $5,000.
Five G's. Ted Smith.
Is it specifically the world's most expensive burger?
The world's most expensive burger.
Oh, no, it's got to be. I don't know. We'll say $100,000.
Thrill, you're the closest without going over. $6,000.
$6,000.
Find it in the Netherlands, created by the Golden Boy. Let's see. The Hamburger Hall of Fame. The Hamburger
Are
Hall
you
of
asking
Fame
us where it is?
Is located in Seymour, Wisconsin.
All right. I mean, are they Butterburger, Ted, or are they,
I don't know.
Well, Wisconsin's got one, I know. Minnesota's got one. So one they stuff with butter, and they've got some that they stuff with cheese.
Well, Juicy Lucy's from Minnesota. I want to say Minneapolis.
So it says here...
I thought the Butterburger was just like they cooked it in butter. It
says here, the state legislature of Wisconsin in 2007 decreed the town of Seymour as the official home of the hamburger, attributing the invention to local legend Hamburger Charlie in 1885.
Hamburger Charlie. I bet he's a fun guy.
Hamburger Charlie.
Oh, you just wait. We'll get all yacked up on Hamburger Charlie.
You guys ever heard of Hamburg, New York?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Hamburg, New York was once offered $15,000 to change their name to Veggieburg from what organization other than
PETA?
PETA.
Of course.
Come on, y'all.
What are the better use for money?
Why doesn't PETA take that money and open their own restaurant?
So I get money to PETA, and that's what you're going to do with it?
Yeah.
That's why you don't get money.
God.
Oh, God. Juicy facts about hamburgers. McDonald's Arch Deluxe was one of the most expensive product flops of all time, they say. In 1996, McDonald's attempted to introduce a hamburger called the Arch Deluxe, a higher-end burger marketed specifically to adults. It was released with one of the most expensive advertising campaigns to date and was a complete and utter failure. I don't remember the Arch Deluxe at all.
The only thing I know about it is that it failed. Like that, it's like New Coke back in the day.
Right. You remember it, Ted?
I do. I remember it being awesome.
It was hot on one side, cool on the other. Is that the idea? With unpackaging a bigger box. So
no, it was just a fancier burger.
Stay cool, right?
No, because I think they'd already gotten rid of it. It was just like a fancier burger, some kind of special bun, had like a sauce,
all right.
And then like bake. If I remember right, like I'm looking it up, but I remember thing was awesome.
Misaligned pricing and perceived value, and featured ingredients like Dijon mustard, peppery spice.
That's what it was. Like,
okay.
And like
smoky bacon.
Right, at that age, we didn't have a lot of...
That's my jazz name, smoky bacon.
Dijon mustard. So it's like, what is all this thing?
It's got Dijon. Oh, it's got the split top potato bun, too.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was, you were like, wow, this is much different.
There is an Illinois mom and pop restaurant legally named Burger King. In 1968, in Mattoon, Illinois, a small restaurant called Burger King won a lawsuit against the giant fast food chain of the same name because they had trademarked the name first.
Well, then they better pay them money.
Exactly. and today, there are no Burger King legally allowed to come into existence within 20 miles of that original restaurant.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's wild. Who's known for their square hamburgers?
Wendy's.
Not original to Wendy's. Wendy's founder Dave Thomas got his inspiration for Wendy's famous square burgers from Cupie's, a hamburger joint in his hometown of Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Thought he was from Ohio.
And apparently, White Castle was also serving up angular burgers decades before Wendy's made it one of their trademarks.
Yeah. That's what you want to call them.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. They're just so small. You know, I never think of them as being a square burger. I think of it only as a slider.
Well, and they're right, because it's a slider and it's on a roll, not necessarily a bun. So, yeah, I barely count them as burgers. You know what I mean?
Eat them by the sack.
By the way, Miles, the sandwich you were thinking of.
Yes.
You were thinking about the McDLT.
Oh, the McDLT.
Doggone it, Miles. Of course he knew that one.
They did that for a couple things. I think the Michael Jordan one might have had two sides, too.
No kidding.
Well, it definitely had bacon and barbecue sauce. Wow. I remember that.
Some juicy facts about hamburgers. Who has been doing drive-thrus longer than anyone else? Let me tell you this.
Oh.
What do you got?
Wendy's.
Not Wendy's. No, they're not in this state yet.
In-N-Out?
In-N-Out Burger.
No kidding.
America's first fast food drive-thru opened in 1947 at a spot called Red's Giant Hamburg in Springfield, Missouri. The very next year, In-N-Out officially became the record holder. So they've been doing it longer than anybody else.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's still a good burger.
The original Burger King Whopper. Anybody know how much you could buy an original Burger King Whopper for?
29 cents.
You nailed it, Steve.
Oh, really?
29 cents. Sorry, I almost cussed. The Whopper.
Holy yeah!
Which was first introduced in 1957, was a quarter-pound oversized burger on a vast 5-inch bun that cost a reasonable 29 cents.
Yeah, it predates the Big Mac.
Does it?
Yeah, because they had that, and then McDonald's was like, oh, we need a signature burger.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Did you find that on Foods That Built America?
Yes.
Attaboy. Juicy facts about hamburgers. speaking of the Big Mac, it did not always have its iconic name.
What are they? Like?
So it was previously called the Aristocrat.
All right.
And it was also called the Blue Ribbon Burger. Both names were complete failures in the market, though,
if they had gone with McBlue Ribbon Burger. See?
So that's weird. It's not about the sandwich. It's about the name. Because it's the same sandwich.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you're like, look, we know this is a good idea. People just don't like the name.
But nothing else still tastes like a Big Mac. That is a very unique. It's like a White Castle ham.
That's a fact.
Right. Yeah.
It's when you taste it, you know.
Well, it's that Mac sauce.
Yeah. But you could put Thousand Island dressing on
it. You know
it's
responsible for
and
that.
And it still does not taste like a Big Mac.
Mary McCheese.
Mm-hmm. The biggest commercially available burger weighs 1,744 pounds.
Why is that commercially available?
I don't know. I don't know what in the hell you're going to do it. So a 1,744-pound cheeseburger is the world's largest commercially sold burger. Mally's Sports Bar in Southgate, a Detroit suburb, took 4 years to plan how to cook and execute the beefy monstrosity, and it is actually on the menu. So what do they do here? She started out comparatively small, first selling a 10-pound burger. By 2008, he developed a taste for competitive burger creation, and that year, the Guinness Book of World Records handed his 138-pounder the title of largest commercially sold burger. And then,
that's fine, but again, commercially available, how much does the thing weigh?
1,744 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, like, what is the situation we're doing that? You might get a 6-foot sub from Subway. I just can't imagine getting a 1,700-pound burger for the Super Bowl party.
Right. Come on, man.
That's a big burger.
McDonald's serves 75 hamburgers per second.
So the time it took you to say that, they served about 225 hamburgers.
That's a fact. White Castle was the first fast food hamburger chain.
Really?
Doesn't shock me all that much.
I'd take one here. I would go.
No.
Yes, I would.
No.
Yes, I think it would do well in Seattle. Man. Anywhere where weed is legalized, right? Put it down in soda or something, I'm telling you. They would not hurt for business.
Okay. You can go to 13 Coins. You can go to Five Point. There's a couple places where you can go late night and get a burger. You can still walk in there at 1:30 in the morning and get a bag of hamburgers. I mean, think about it. You just put it, you know, in the U District. I don't know.
I think Taco Bell is probably saying, don't do it.
Put it where young people are.
And I'll leave you with this one. This is the last juicy fact about hamburgers. Americans eat how many burgers a year? Collectively. All of us together. All of us together all putting in this work. How many burgers a year are we snacking on?
3 billion.
3 billion. Miles?
A billion.
52 million.
55 billion burgers every year. Congratulations, America. You're knocking down our big old staple. Damn. A cheating husband in Britain was caught in his lies, but you won't believe what gave him away, Miles.
We'll do what gave him away.
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, if you were listening to our show earlier, you might remember this. We toast 36-year-old Darren Delkis of somewhere in Florida. Now, Darren has a lengthy rap sheet for all kinds of stuff, from stolen property to drug dealing to theft to fraud. Basically, he's a criminal jack of all trades. Now, that said, he's been out on parole for the last 2 months, and he's been doing what he can to keep his nose clean. Unfortunately, someone convinced our friend Darren to engage in the hot chip challenge. And that should not be a big deal. What it proved to be his undoing, because you see, after swallowing that spicy-ass chip, he took a sip of someone else's Corona. Keep that in mind. Someone else's Corona to get the heat out of his mouth. Well, the terms of his parole forbid him from consuming alcohol, including of someone's watered-down beer to cool his mouth. He was arrested, and he's back behind bars for at least the next, 18 months, I believe? Next year and a half.
Yeah.
Again, because he did the one chip challenge. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.